community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's July 17th, the greatest day ever. On the 17th of July, 1955, Disneyland officially opens in Anaheim, California. The theme park started as just a cozy idea in Walt Disney's head, which, according to legend, is still in the freezer in the kitchen of Cinderella's castle. Have a great July 17th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump facing bipartisan criticism for undermining U.S. intelligence agencies and failing to condemn Russia for its interference in the last presidential election. Today, trying to clarify remarks he made in Helsinki.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump is trying to squirm away from comments about Russian interference because he didn't have the courage to stand up to President Putin. Stocks closing higher. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all showing gains today. Stocks buoyed by new earnings reports and calming news from the Fed chairman. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Greg Budell is in the runoff, and he is running. Greg Budell. Greg Budell is hardworking. Greg Budell is honest. And Greg Budell never takes more than two ketchup packets from the fast food restaurant, even though he could grab as many as he wanted.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is a political outsider. Or maybe Greg Budell is a political insider. Hell, if that's what it takes to get elected, Greg Budell will be a political apple cider.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is going to drain the Montgomery swamp. And if the price is right, he'll drain your pool and clean the liner.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell wants your support. Greg Budell wants your vote. Greg Budell wants your spare chain.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell invites you to check into his background and see what a clean record he has. Only don't spell his name with an E on the end.
Greg Budell.
Remember, a vote for Greg Budell is a vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Paid for by the committee to elect Greg Budell. Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, chairman.
This is Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, and I approve this message.
Greg Budell. Greg Budell.
Vote for me and I'll set you free. It is 4:05, and Barbara is on the phone.
Yes, I have two or three things I want to ask you about. For one, I just recently found out you were back on the air. How long have you been back on?
When did I last disappear?
A few years ago. I just heard they took you off and you were gone a while.
Actually, I haven't missed a week.
Was it when we changed stations?
Is that what happened? I know all of a sudden I was getting music where you're supposed to be.
Oh, you're thinking about Q96.1.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing a pre-recorded show on that station and doing a competing talk show here, and they finally decided that I was splitting up the audience, so they wanted me on one station.
Well, it was a talk show that disappeared. The one I was listening to.
That one was back, that was in 2008 on 1170 AM.
Well, like I said, well, anyway, I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad I finally found out about it.
Wow, I wonder how many more like you are out there. That's kind of frightening, actually. But that's...
Well, my hairdresser told me, otherwise I would never turn the radio back on.
Who's your hairdresser?
Michelle, you know, I don't even know her last name. It's the way it is, you just deal with people and you just know their first name. I don't know. But she's at Hair Etc.
Okay, well, tell her I appreciate the heads up on that. Thank you.
I'll do it. And another thing, since I have been, like, lost, why is Jeff Sessions not doing what we thought he'd do? Do anybody
Good
know?
Good question. He's either going to drop a mushroom cloud on this whole situation soon, or, as somebody who used to work for him told me a week ago or so, whenever that was, that he is just as much part of the deep state as anybody else, or swamp. He's deep swamp.
Oh, I'm really, really disappointed. I thought he'd be great.
So did I. And maybe he still will be. I'm holding out hope.
And I heard somebody say a while ago, Bobby Bright. Why? I mean, I'm surprised because Trump's for Roby, and that...
Well...
I like Roby. I like Trump.
Well, I do, too. And, by the way, he admitted his misjudgment or whatever. He forgot to, you know, say properly yesterday. And I'm sure the media is applauding his forthrightness and saying, I made a mistake. But this is funny that you mentioned this, because going way back, there was a very lengthy period of antagonism between me and Bobby Bright. But he came to this studio. I wish you had heard the show.
Boy, I did, and I was very surprised because my head was this, hey, you only changed to Republican because you knew you couldn't win as a Democrat.
Well, but did you hear him when he explained that?
I heard a lot of it, yeah.
And we went and got into the history predating Bobby Bright, just going back to the history of Southern Democrats helping Ronald Reagan get his agenda done. He would have never succeeded hadn't it been. But when Bobby got to Washington, this is under Obama's first term, and he sees the party going way to the left, it put him in a tough spot.
Well, they've gone so far left now, I think they've gone nuts.
They have gone nuts, and I think it's going to cost them.
Oh, by the way, one more thing. Earlier, I was in the car listening.
Yes.
On the way to vote, actually, and I heard, oh, man, I forgot your sidekick's name. What's his name?
Young Joey.
That's him. I heard him say things suck, and you appeared to be in a bad mood, too, and I thought I'd give y'all a little something to think is good.
Okay.
We don't have a President Hillary.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. That's something we can all chuckle over.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you for the call. And
well, you're certainly welcome. I'm so glad you're back.
I got a 5-year contract. I'll be here for a little while longer.
Super.
The only challenge is, will I outlive my contract? That's the deal.
Oh, let's hope so.
Yeah, me too. I need the money. I can't afford to die. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's true. Don?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
I knew that was coming. Just wanted to.
Are we that predictable? Have we become that predictable? Gee.
A little bit. Just wanted to touch base with you guys. I listen all the time. I never call in. But last week I was listening and I've been looking for a truck and heard Greg going over the Jack Ingram car. So I jumped on the website. Man, I found a great deal on a little truck over there, Jack Ingram. Went in the next day, we ended up buying it. Then 2 days later, they called me just to check up with me and asked me how everything was going. I said, well, you know, I've got one small little issue with it. They didn't blink, bat an eye or nothing. They bring it in, we're going to get it taken care of.
That's what you should expect to hear from them. That's the way they do it, man. I'm so...
Yeah, man.
Let me just say how grateful I am for your call and that you chose to give one of our sponsors an opportunity to earn your business.
Absolutely, guys. Like I said, I listen to y'all too much, but you know, dealing with folks like those over there at Jack Ingram, Randy, and all them, I couldn't be happier.
That's a terrific group over there. Am I correct in saying it's like the most pre-owned car shopping experience you can have?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, man, I am deeply, deeply indebted to you for this phone call.
Actually, I owe you guys. I never would have gone over there if I hadn't heard you talking about the car deals they had over there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day now.
All right. Come to Baumhauer's tomorrow night. We're celebrating Ashley Bankston's birthday tomorrow.
Wonderful.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And we're putting together a night where we're going to bring our friends from CBSA, the Alabama News Network, over. And we'll start that one a little bit earlier so that we can get Rich out because he goes to bed so damn early. I don't even think he got to watch Home Run Derby last night.
Oh, poor guy.
He's a baseball fan, too. Anyway, I so deeply appreciate that phone call. It is 12 minutes after 4. Here's East of the Rockies.
Hey, very quickly, look, I have to go ahead and chip in, too. Louis Bond saved my life at work. I take all of my small motor work to them for my day job, and they did a great job, man. Thank you so much. I want to thank you also for starting the day yesterday with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Carnival 9.
Carnival number 9. Yeah. I tell you what, you made my day. I had a very early morning. I was just rolling into work, and you could just imagine how that set my attitude for the whole day, man. That was fun.
Well, I so appreciate the call, and that you know, Louis Lawn, there again, there's another great group. You buy something there, and you bring it back for service, repair, whatever you need. They're just a phenomenal, great local business, and they've been
And here's the thing, too, Greg. You don't necessarily have to buy it there. If it runs on gasoline, they'll fix it. Small motors. They do a great job, and that's what I just insisted. Hey, this is where we're taking our stuff, and they said, yeah, we'll do that.
Awesome. East, thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, play Carnival number 9 on Friday and think about me, man.
I will. You help me to remember to do that, Joey?
Yes.
Louis Lawn, by the way, for those of you who have issues like he was just explaining with small motors and so forth, you can reach them at 244-9191. Talk to Amy or Haley at the counter or Chad if you're looking to buy something, and they'll take great care of you. Again, so proud to have great local businesses that employ local people and keep money in our economy here in Montgomery. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass right next to Walter Craig. And again, the number's 244-9191. During the summer, they're open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Traffic and weather together.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and accident on I-65, mile marker 189. That's going to be just south of the Big Peach on 65 southbound, so be careful over in that area, in the Clanton-Marbury area. Everything else on 65 looks good. 85 is all clear. The boulevard is fairly quiet right now. Don't see a whole lot out there. Atlanta Highway, same thing. And the 31s are looking good. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop at the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama's election chief says turnout in the primary runoffs appears to be extraordinarily low. Secretary of State John Merrill says he anticipates 15 to 18% of the state's registered voters to cast ballots Tuesday. Armed with an endorsement from President Trump, U.S. Representative Martha Roby is trying to hold back a challenge from former Congressman Bobby Bright. The endorsement could help Roby overcome a backlash after she withdrew her endorsement of Trump in 2016. An Alabama college student whose car broke down just before his first day of work made the 20-mile journey on foot, a feat that earned him fame and a new car. Walter Carr earned the admiration of his client, who set up a fundraiser, and also his employer, Bellhop's CEO Luke Markland, who gave Carr his own vehicle. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight before eventually ending and then fading out. Overnight low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 90s, partial sunshine, and still a generous supply of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then on Thursday and Friday, the storms thin out in number. Not as many storms to go around, with high temperatures edging back towards the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar and future radar. Plus, keep on top of the tropics, and you'll have access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Lou Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyloquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Lou Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyloquire.com. On Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's always great to do business with people who appreciate you. And that's how you're going to feel when you choose Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto for service on your car. By the way, they do honor those service insurance policies. And Don Duncan is also your first choice for real wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. And they frequently have special closeout deals. Just stop by and ask at one of their two locations. At Don Duncan, if you need an accommodation, a ride back to work, or a pickup, so you can get back with your vehicle, just let them know. Order it up, and they're happy to accommodate. In the meantime, master certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, make sure your car is properly diagnosed and the service that you need is exactly what you need. And if it's just an oil change and a tire rotation, they can do that for you, too. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, downtown at 408 Madison and 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Simply the best.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people who run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
Boy, it's going to be a big night. Just like last night, I got caught up in the Home Run Derby, and then I couldn't fall asleep. Tonight, it'll be watching the District 2 outcome. That's the only one I really am paying close attention to. And then the All-Star Game, which is inevitably horrendously boring. Used to be fun, but it's never memorable. It used to be memorable. I remember the last time they played it in Washington. You know when that was? The year Georgia Floors Direct opened, 1969. It was a great game. Anyway, Richard Nixon hosted the teams at the White House before the game was played. Charles Hollis.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are y'all doing?
We're trumping on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Joey.
Hello, Charles.
You doing all right, sir?
I'm all right.
Take a chill pill now. Because you kind of went off a little bit when you first came on today.
Well, I get tired of the damn establishment, Charles.
Joey, chill, babe, chill.
I'm chill.
Sean and I outside. We got meat on the grill.
Okay, nice.
We got cherry Cokes and Budweiser's in the cooler.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. I voted today, Joey.
Nice.
Sean, I want to tell you something, Joey. Just Joey.
Hey, Joey. Hey.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Isn't that cute?
I love today.
Not just cute.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, nice.
Trump on.
He's doing the Trump sign. Joey, have you ever watched The Godfather?
Oh, once, and it's been a while. I need to rewatch it.
Yeah, you do. Remember, Michael told his father, he said, Pop, I'll take care of it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. I told you I'd take care of it. I'll take care of it. Trump will take care of it. Just be patient.
Okay.
Be patient.
I'll remember you told me this, Charles.
I told you that. Be patient, my friend.
That's what Jeff Sessions said to me a year ago. He said, be patient.
Rome wasn't built in a day, and it wasn't destroyed in a day.
No.
Neither was Sodom and Gomorrah. Be patient, my friend. That's a virtue. Patience.
It's also a great Johnny Taylor song.
Because it took me a long time to learn in about 65 years. The necessity of patience.
Are you coming to the Ashley Bankston birthday bash at Bomb Hours tomorrow night?
I voted today.
Okay, that's the answer I was looking for.
Yeah, I voted today. I wish I could have voted in the second congressional district, but unfortunately, this gerrymandering took me out of the...
You know what? Same thing happened to me.
Second congressional district.
I got booted out.
Yeah. Not only do I live, not only am I married to a Democrat, I'm in a neighborhood of nothing but Democrats.
Well, you can always move, right?
I wish I could. No. I'm happy. My wife is happy. I'm happy. My grandchildren are happy. I'm happy.
That's a good thing. If the wife is happy, then life is good.
Yeah. Matter of fact, she sees the meat something. Anyway, people, Trump on.
And we'll hope to see you tomorrow night at Bomb Hours. Yes, it's the Ashley Bankston birthday bash. I think she's turning 25. 4:25 is the time, and here's Andrew the Raider King.
Good afternoon, Greg. How are we helping up today?
Great. Swell. Dandy.
Sounds like it. Your last caller, I don't feel bad for him living in a neighborhood full of Democrats. I wake up with one every single day.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir. I am married to one. Been married to one for 15 years. So we have very, very, we don't discuss politics at the dinner table. Let's put it that way.
I don't know that I could do that.
Oh, it can be interesting. But like when I bring up the fact that I don't like the fact that her party's got a bunch of communists and socialists, she goes, no, we don't. I'm going, yes, you do.
That's why.
Party split the vote in 2016 because a whole bunch of them were mad that you jilted them out of their, vote. So, and they don't understand that at all.
Man.
But yeah, man, I'm getting ready to go in here. I am literally sitting outside of my voting station. I'm getting ready to go in and pull for Bobby.
All right.
Oh, well, I love Martha. I've met Martha many times. She's always been one of the nicest, most politest, and sweetest ladies.
I have said exactly the same thing, and my opinion on that has never changed.
Nor has mine, but she has failed to do what we've sent her to do.
And I think Bobby Bright had the guts to come on this station. Martha was invited to. She would have been treated quite civilly.
Oh, yeah.
But Bobby Bright had the guts to come on, talk about his experience in 2 years and what a eye-popping experience that was, and see and identify a Democratic Party that he could no longer connect with. So,
oh, I know.
I'm totally willing to see him get a second opportunity, and he has promised to be accountable here on this radio station every opportunity he can.
Well, and I think he'll do that. I'll say this, and even though I voted for him, even though he was a Democrat at the time for mayor, because, but I'll say this. When he was mayor, he did an excellent job here. He's the one who spearheaded a whole bunch of that revitalization downtown.
Yeah.
And now they go downtown and do, there are things to do. There are nice places to go. And you haven't got to get worried about being mugged every 15 feet.
You know, I feel with shame when I think back to some of the stuff that we used to bitch about when he was mayor. I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I've never had any animosity towards Bobby Bright. I was a little questioned about what he did, but I did listen to your show when he was on, so I really appreciate that. And I like Bobby, and again, I like Martha. Unfortunately, unfortunately, it looks like John Knight is running again for District 26. I mean, how many thousands of years old do you need to be to kick kind of off? Good Lord in heaven.
Well, Raider King, I appreciate your call very much. Thanks, and we'll talk again tomorrow. We'll see how this all turns out.
All right, go Raiders. Bye.
Raiders. Are they playing in Vegas this upcoming season, or is that next year? Doug.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I know. Well, my buddy and I, we just went and voted, so we decided to come home and have a drink of scotch to wash the taste out of our mouth.
What? Who put the bad taste in your mouth? What was
Just the whole process. I'm just, you know, at some point in time during the whole thing, I was like, it's almost a coin toss one way or the other. You're one guy's that, one guy's this. So I just kind of listened to what y'all been talking about more than anything and kind of drew some conclusions where I'm going to. So I'm just so glad that now the ads are over and the phone calls will stop coming in. And
Well, the ads are almost over. There's still a few yet to run.
I love your realist perspective and expectations, sir. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, very good.
Well, hey, Greg, I did have another comment. I was going to call in earlier when you were talking about treasonous acts with the president and everything going on there.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a president here just recently that leaned over to Putin and said, just wait till I'm reelected?
That's what I'm asking on Facebook today. Where was the outrage? Nobody even asked, what did you mean by that?
Exactly.
What do you mean you'll have more flexibility? Was he looking at your rear end or something? Was he filled with lust? What do you mean you'll have more flexibility? What, are you an Olympic gymnast? Nobody asked him. And this is why Donald Trump is president, because nobody held him accountable for one freaking thing for 8 years, because he was magical.
Well, I'd invite you over to invite, but I know that's not the good thing to do. But
I may go back.
Oh.
I'm thinking about it.
No. Well, keep up the good work. Keep us informed.
I appreciate
it. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Doug. It's one of those kind of moments. We're halfway through the show.
Wow.
Not that this is an arduous task, but we're going to get more fun focused after this election is over.
Oh, that's my hope.
That I can promise you.
Good.
Yes, good.
Good. And we're all agreed.
We also agree that Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is the best in the business. And again, you know, when you were here, we got the call from Swami last Friday. Their AC went out. I said, stay calm. Except I said it in my authoritative voice.
Everybody remain calm!
That's how I did it. Reached out to Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, and they were there within a half an hour and got the house chilled down. Turned out to be an issue with Freon. So, again, and most of the time, it's something minimal that they can fix and address, and you can move on with your life. Of course, our first thought is system replacement. The best way to prevent that moment from happening is to hire Clark's with a membership, to have them come out twice a year to tune your system, to look for things that can lead to systemic failure and system replacement, and let them look. They hire the most talented people in the HVAC profession. They're all thoroughly background checked. They have agreed to drug testing on an ongoing basis, so the Clarks never have any doubt about who's going into people's homes. And it pays off, because not only do they know their stuff better than anybody else, but they are the nicest people you will ever, ever work with in that profession. I promise you. How many times have I said that, and people say, you were right, Greg. I wanted them to stay for dinner, because they're those kind of folks. So you'll feel better about who you're entrusting the comfort of you and your family to when you call Clarks at 277-2125. Talented plumbers on call 24/7 for members. And you can get that membership by calling 277-2125. Visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. And we'll take Buddy's call before we head down to the traffic dungeon and talk to Mr.
Waka Waka.
What's up?
Good afternoon, Greg and Joey.
Hey.
I just voted at the Doster Center in Prattville, and 1,063 votes.
How does that, that seems like a pretty good total. How does that, in your experience, compare to pastures?
It's a little low, but it's substantial, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote in at the top, fill up my mouth with farts. But I did vote for Bobby Bright. I'd have voted for Bobby Bright out of protest. Martha Roby, I was done with her when she voted for Orange Man. What's his name?
Inexplicably Speaker. Orange Man, John Boehner?
That's him. I was through with her then.
I have a feeling that this is going to be a reckoning for her tonight. That this one thing I've learned about the folks in the River Region, they have long memories.
Yes, sir.
And you can do all you want to schmooze it, twist it, bend it, and so forth. But I think her reelection was doomed the day she told Donald Trump to step aside. And then last week on Fox said, I have no regrets. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, guys, have a good afternoon.
Thanks. No regrets, really? In less than a few hours, 20,000 people voted for Becky Gerritsen. That didn't get your attention? But again, it's not personal, friends. It is not personal. 4:33, traffic, Fox Business, weather, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Up on 65 southbound around the 189-mile marker. An accident up there. It's beginning to clear out. There's still a little bit of backup there, so continue to use caution. But it's not anything as bad as it used to be. Everything else on 65 looking really good for you. 85, same story. Don't see too much going on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway or the 31s. It doesn't matter what kind of car you're looking for. A Ford, Chevy, Honda, Hyundai, or Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter has it, or they can get it. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm sorry, are we boring you?
You are a very, very boring woman.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart and Microsoft are teaming up to compete with Amazon, the pair forging a five-year partnership that lets Walmart use Microsoft's cloud and services and other technologies focusing on the e-retail market. The announcement comes amid the latest popular Amazon Prime Day, where members get special deals online. A new report from the consulting firm CG42 says more than 5 million pay TV customers are going to drop their service this year. Number one reason for all the cord cutting? It costs too much. To Wall Street, where the major markets were up on Tuesday, with the NASDAQ hitting a new all-time high. And finally, the Motor City getting named the most stressed-out place in America. A new study by WalletHub finding folks in Detroit are feeling tense over stuff like finances, work, and family life. Newark, New Jersey, and Cleveland, Ohio, rounding out the top three anxiety-ridden towns. With a Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. first in your class. And a first-class, first-in-class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to ProgressiveCommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
I think radio is the most personal of all the mediums.
It's one of the few forms of interaction with people that I don't find repellent.
Human interaction mode activated. Initiate conversation.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Tumka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Greg Budell is still in the race, and he needs your vote. Greg Budell. When you go to the polls and pull that lever, pull it for Greg Budell. Here's a celebrity endorsement for Greg Budell. Your name, sir?
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And are you going to vote for Greg Budell?
Don't be ridiculous.
A vote for Greg Budell is a vote for justice and truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Here's another celebrity endorsement for Greg Budell. Your name, ma'am?
Stormy.
We can't talk to you right now, but can we get your number?
Greg Budell.
Here's a message from Greg Budell.
I did not have relations with that woman.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is
Greg Budell.
Honest, hardworking, and he no longer has the rash.
Greg Budell.
Just remember, if you vote for anyone else,
it ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
Make sure you vote for Greg Budell. Paid for by friends of Greg Budell.
Working, baby.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Greg Budell.
Yeah, welcome back to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Damn, those political ads are annoying. Yeah, 4:39 is the time. David's on the phone. David.
Hey, this is David. Hello, Greg. Hello, Joey.
How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Yeah,
I understand. I just voted in South Montgomery County, and I was number 78 for today.
Wow, that seems awfully light. Would that be accurate?
It seemed accurate, and that is kind of light, so I was just I was kind of surprised.
Yeah,
but I didn't vote. I didn't vote for anyone. I just kind of voted against others.
Can you give an example or two, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. I didn't really vote for Bobby Bright, but I voted against Martha Roby.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
always give Bobby a chance to follow through on the promises he made to us.
Well, I hope he does, but nobody has really ever followed through on any of their promises, has he?
Well,
I'm jaded.
Look, jaded. I think we're all jaded.
Oh yeah,
to some level or another.
I've lost hope in the whole system. You know, it's hard to even get out and
look, this whole thing with Trump is also unraveling a deep state plot against Bernie Sanders. I'm surprised there aren't more Democrats saying, you know what, I may not like Trump, but he has opened the lid, thrown sunlight on a very corrupt system. The fix was in. The primaries were a big joke. And what's the point? You know, if that's we need to, we that needs that system needs rehabilitation very seriously.
It all needs rehabilitation, and Trump's done a lot of what he's promised. But at the same time, I still think there needs to be more done.
If you know how to find me on Facebook, there's a blog that I follow every day called dbdailyupdate.com. And this guy does a phenomenal job. Today's column, and this is after all the shrieking over Russia and everything else yesterday, is entitled, "This Past Week Was Trump Keeping His Promises." You know, getting the NATO guys to pony up their fair share of the cost of defending themselves against who? Russia. In fact, don't tell me he's in bed with Russia when he's telling Germany, you're screwing up by getting all of so much energy from Russia. You're becoming their bitch, so to speak, when it comes to energy. And but nobody heard that, you see, because they're all focused on one thing. So, I think we should all, as citizens, realize that this man has peeled back a couple of layers of a very decaying onion, which is Washington, D.C.
And I just want to thank y'all for doing what you do. You have informed me on the whole election process that's been going on, and I've followed the candidates y'all had on, and like I said, I really didn't really vote for anybody. I'm hoping they do what they say, but my votes were cast against mostly, so
I think you're gonna. I think a lot of people went in and did exactly what you did today, too.
But
here's the good news. Bobby Bright said if he gets this nomination and ends up in D.C., he's going to be back here on a regular basis to answer your questions.
And that'll be great.
And to be accountable. And I believe him when he said that. He looked me in the eye and said that. And it was a good moment. It was a good moment. He could be, you know, on a local basis, another Donald Trump. Because, we're the same age. He's not out to make this a lifelong career. He seems motivated to do it for the right reasons.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the call.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I'd just like to give a shout-out to Don Duncan. They're wonderful. I've bought tires for them now 3 times since I've been listening to y'all's show, and they're excellent people.
They are.
I recommend them to anybody.
Thank you so much for that, too. Appreciate it. We had an interesting call. When Don will be on the morning show with us Friday to announce the specific location he's opening in Millbrook. And Stick Shift Annie called and talked about her sister has this truck with stupid tires. One of the stupid tires went bad. It's a weird size that nobody has. But guess where they had it? At Don's downtown. And they got it fixed. And instead of having to borrow a car for a weekend and go through all this grief and aggravation, they got it fixed and taken care of. And now expanding to Millbrook, which is great news for the Millbrookians among us. All right, so our birthday celebrant tomorrow at Baumhauer's, Ashley Bankston, said, sent me a text with a photo. Deplorable number 600 reporting from Georgia, Washington Middle School and Pike Road. Is there a Georgia Washington Middle School and Pike Road?
Yeah, GW.
Yeah, but is it George or Georgia? I'm just wondering. Could be one of the, you know, an autocorrect. Now, that seems like a pretty good number from that neck of the woods. Join us tomorrow night at Baumhauer's. We'll either be celebrating or we'll be, lifting each other's spirits is what we do.
It's Georgia.
And we'll also have delicious birthday cake. We're working, I don't know if it'll be a week from tomorrow or 2 weeks from tomorrow, but the gang that we work with on CBS 8 in the morning, if you caught any of our TV hits, thanks. We're going to do a meet and greet at Baumhauer's.
Nice.
So we got that coming up. But she's proudly, in this text, sent a picture of herself wearing that I voted sticker.
Today you will vote. You may not know who you're voting for, much less what you're voting for, but what you do know is that when you're done, you will receive a sticker. The same type of reward given to small children for straightening up their rooms and completing their math homework on time. A sticker you can wear proudly around the office that says, I did it! I voted! sure, you cast your vote based on the attractiveness of the candidate's photo on their roadside sign, and you probably spent more time making snarky Twitter observations with the hashtag #JustSayin than you did studying your voter pamphlet. But that's okay. You just took an active role in the world's greatest democracy. So regardless of the scumbag you just reelected or the proposition you supported that will send this country over yet another fiscal cliff, you voted, damn it, and you've got the sticker to prove it. The I Voted sticker, America's participation ribbon for ignorance.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight before eventually ending and then fading out. Overnight low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 90s, partial sunshine, and still a generous supply of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then on Thursday and Friday, the storms thin out in number. Not as many storms to go around, with high temperatures edging back towards the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar and future radar. Plus, keep on top of the tropics, and you'll have access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. We rent out boats. That's right, we got some pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card and a little common sense, and we can pick you up there. We also have some slips for rent. We've got a few left if you want to leave your boat down here for a month or two. We'll have a boat launch down here. If you're looking for a place to put your boat in the river, you can find it right down here. All that will get you going at the marina. Now let's talk about fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got fryers, steamers, and grills, and we keep them going all day long, Wednesday through Sunday. So y'all check that all out at CapitalOysterBar.com, and we got a menu. And let me tell you about this Sunday. We're going to live entertainment. Selwyn Birchwood's back in town. Winner of the 2013 International Blues Challenge. He's been playing all over the world. Lives down in Tampa now, and we're glad to catch him coming through Montgomery. So that's Selwyn Birchwood, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Capitol Oyster Bar. Y'all get on down here soon and come hungry.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking for that quick pick-me-up for breakfast? Then try all-new Coca Puff Cereal. Yes, from the makers of Toot Loops and Frosted Snowflakes comes Coca Puffs. Delicious Peruvian coca leaves, puff-roasted and coated in honey-glazed amphetamines, then fortified with 7 essential vitamins, minerals, and uppers for that taste that drives kids crazy.
Whoa, it's good, and I feel like I'm spinning. Look out, I'm a B-52 bomber!
Hey, watch out for that lamp!
Oops. I can do my homework at 200 miles an hour.
And you come down off of that ceiling.
And I'm a helicopter.
So what do you all think of new Coca Puff cereal? Yay! New Coca Puff cereal. The cereal with cocaine goodness that wakes kids up and never lets them down.
I'm awake.
Find it at your favorite grocers in the cereal aisle next to Super Sugar Crack.
What is with the socialists are coming, says Town Hall. Another far-left New York City candidate looking to rock the Empire State. She looks like the sister of that Alicia Cortez Cordano, mm-hmm. Alejandra Pena.
Yeah, you got it right.
This is Julia Salazar, also anti-ICE Democrat socialist with the dark bedroom eyes. Except she looks like she's seen a penis before. The other one didn't. Here's Pim. Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Hey, guys. Man, it's so good to hear y'all on the radio again. I took a job out of state, and you guys got me hooked on talk radio, and the only station that was available that was anything like talk radio, I guess, was in...
Oh, I'm very sorry. I agree with your assessment, but unfortunately, that's not one we can put on the air.
My, my.
So, but we appreciate the compliment. We just, hang on, I gotta send a very important text to our friend Jay Scott. No, it's true. I mean, NPR is a whole, for sure. It's a joke. If those people had to work in the real radio world, in the private sector radio world, yeah, you know, like they pay, and nobody listens to them. I mean, really, their ratings suck, but their executives are making enormous salaries. Their talent, and I use that term very loosely, makes gigantic bucks. If any of them had to send a tape and a resume to a real radio station in the private sector, most of them would be lucky to make $25K a year working overnights or some other godforsaken shift. Although when you're driving, I used to, before there was the miracle of satellite radio, I remember one time, it was during baseball season, so I made a list of all the stations that carried sports that I could tune in, market to market, that I would be within range. That was such a pain in the butt because you never know when it would come in, and you're driving, you're trying to, you know, tune a radio dial. It was just a real hassle. Then I wised up, and I got my first laptop, and I started putting DVDs in it, and I would listen to those. I wouldn't watch them, but I would listen to them. That helped pass the time. And that's, for me, the only reason to have satellite is for those long, I don't need it for a 10-minute drive to work. I listen to Dan or Barron, you know, you and your Clark and Company.
Yes, yeah.
But for a long drive, it's great, especially during baseball season. But coming through Tallahassee, the only station I could pick up was the NPR there. And I would be so angry by the time I got out of Tallahassee, I don't know why I bothered to listen to it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I remember when, very early on in Obama's term, they caught some executive. I think it was that guy that does all the catch him if you can, the undercover sting things. And it was an NPR executive saying something disgusting. Somebody's making $750,000 a year, and I got fired. I forget the context of what they said. We could probably find out if we weren't so lazy. I don't want to take the time to look it up now. But no, seriously, it was really off the rails. And it was caught on tape, so there was no getting around it. The executive was fired. I can't imagine what they're doing today or how much they're making doing it. But, wow, that is a cushy gig. And, of course, they only hire people that have one opinion. 454, that's why you don't see any network other than Fox flooded with conservative opinion, even though that's... Do you know that Sean Hannity, again last week, had the highest-rated TV show for the week? That includes primetime, all of it.
Wow.
But who makes the most noise? He gets the most viewers, but who makes the most noise? CNN, MSLSD, because all they do is pound their own wailing wall. Pound sand, pound something else. Pound something that'll make you feel better when you're done. For the ability to read without glasses and contacts, how I wish I could be one of those people. A candidate for LASIK, I would have had it done a long, long time ago. Unfortunately, I have a weird vision issue. I have 20/15 in one eye and 20/200 in the other. And for whatever reason, LASIK is not an option to fix that kind of vision issue. So I'm stuck with glasses. But you may have the opportunity to do away with glasses and contacts and become a candidate for LASIK. And it doesn't cost you a single cent to find out, and you can do it without making any commitment. Just know, Montgomery Ave Physicians and Montgomery Ave LASIK invite you to call 272-2020. Practice that's been around since 1945. Great customer service. You could do this on a lunch hour very easily. They'll get you in and get you out. They use a very sophisticated piece of technology to determine whether or not LASIK is an option. If it is, they continue to bring the cost down while raising the experience bar with Dr. Swan and Shin. They just get better and better at what they do. So you can count on a great result. But it starts with that appointment. 272-2020 for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and the history of this incredible local practice, go to onlinemep.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and CarCare One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the